Philippians chapter 3, starting in verse 12. I'm reading from the New American Standard. It says, "Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." As we read this text, we can see many different points that the Apostle Paul makes here. He starts out by saying he doesn't believe he has arrived. He hasn't completed the race set before him, but he is focused on doing just that. Amen? Doesn't matter how long we've served the Lord or how old we are or whatever, we just need to keep going forward. Amen? We need to keep pressing on. We need to keep pressing in. We just need to keep going after the things of God. He says, "This one thing I do." Paul is encouraging us with letting us in on his mindset. You know, we should be inspired by someone who is following and reaching and pressing toward the finish line. And as we see here, one of the things here in verse 13 that he talks about is the word forgetting. Despite life's challenges, the first thing that makes it possible for Paul to keep striving to finish the race is his willingness and his deliberate choice to forget. One of the things that keeps many people from going forward in their walk with Christ, to keep moving forward and doing what God's called them to do, is their unwillingness to forget or set aside things from their past. If we want to press on toward the high calling of God in Christ, we have to be willing to lay aside our past. Amen? All of us have a past. Some of us don't want to think about our past. Amen? Some of us can't forget our past. A lot of people are stuck because the enemy just reminds them of things that they did. And the enemy reminds them, number one, he reminds them of their past sins. We must forget our past sins. Look at Proverbs chapter 28. Proverbs 28. "If you have truly repented and you've confessed it and you've forsaken that, you need to move on." Yes. Amen? Proverbs 28, verse 13. "He who conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find compassion," or find mercy. Amen? Look at Psalm 103. Psalm 103. Psalm 103, starting in verse 8. We read there in Proverbs that if you confess your sin and forsake them, you'll find compassion. Verse 8 says, "The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins." Praise the Lord. nor rewarded us according to our iniquities, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. Hallelujah. Amen. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. Hallelujah. If we have confessed our sin and renounced our sin, God has forgotten it and he's forgiven it. Amen. If God has forgotten our sins, we must do the same. If not, it's going to hinder you in moving on in your relationship with God. Amen. We have to forget our past failures. How many of you have ever failed at anything? Amen. Pretty unanimous, right? It's not easy to get past our failures. But if we're constantly dwelling on our failures and reviving the memory of them, our progress is going to be impeded and our usefulness is limited. Amen? I mean, if you play sports, you have to forget about things where you fail. Amen? I mean, some people never, you know, our sons played basketball all through high school. They were both very good. Amen? They were. And our youngest son, he was what we call a shooter. You know, a shooter has a mentality that the next one's always going in. Even if he misses five in a row, he's going to shoot the next one that he has an opportunity to shoot. Because he's got confidence. He's not thinking about his past failures. Amen? I had other guys who I would scream at to shoot the ball. They would not shoot because they missed one in a game somewhere along in their life. And from that point forward, they never had any confidence. They would not shoot. Call timeout, set up a play for this kid to shoot the ball, and he would be wide open and he would pass it up. Guess where he would throw the ball? To the shooter. You're the shooter. We set this play up for you. Amen? You've got to forget wherever you failed in your life, whatever the enemy tries to, well, you failed there, or you stopped doing that, or you didn't do right here. I don't care. Confess it, get on with it, go after what God has, and start pressing on toward tomorrow. Amen? In baseball, just because you strike out doesn't mean you're not going up to bat next time. Amen? Are you making out? Just try. You got to forget those failures. Some people are always filled with regret over what might have been. Oh, just think what might have been if we'd have done that. Get over it. Mm-hmm. Amen? Press on. You got to forget about it. Paul says forgetting about those things. Amen? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. If you're always looking back at your failures, it's going to hinder your race. Amen? I never ran in a race. I never ran track. I was slow, man. Right? Do what? I mean, I played softball. I played first base. They didn't want me in the outfield to run. They didn't get me to do. They got me to hit the ball. Amen? I played first base. Jim played the outfield. He was fast. Mm-hmm. Mike played the outfield. He was really fast. Amen? But if they ran track, you ran track, right? You're looking toward the finish line. If you're looking behind you, the guy on this side is passing you up. Right? You got to be focused. You have to choose to put them behind you and start fresh. Another thing we got to forget is our past hurts and past offenses. Anybody in here been hurt? Anybody in here ever been offended? Yeah. To keep reviving the memory of those experiences will cause resentment, and it eventually will lead to bitterness. In the book of Hebrews, it talks about that root of bitterness springing up, and it defiles everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Yes.
Everybody in here can probably think of somebody that they know of that got bitter towards something in their life, and they're still bitter today in every relationship they've ever had. Isn't good. Amen? Got to learn to forget them. Forgive them. See, forgiveness isn't about them. It's about you. Because if you don't forgive them and you don't forget that, it's going to keep you in bondage, and it's going to keep you in a place where you can't move forward. Amen? I mean, I'm sure that Paul was offended. Sure, Paul was hurt. I mean, there was people out trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Laying plans to trap him, laying plans to kill him. Probably people that he grew up with. Friends of his. Church people.
Yep.
You ever been offended by church people? If you've been in church long enough, let me tell you, you've been offended. You make a choice whether you're going to... We've got people all over the place this morning that at one time they were in church. One time they were serving God. One time they may have been in the ministry.
Yep.
One time they might have been the head usher. They might have been the lead singer. They might have been the drummer. They might have been the media person. They might, whatever they might have been, and somebody, they got offended along the way, and they quit, and they're still not serving God today.
Yes. Yes, it's true.
Now, that person that offended them is going to have to answer for that someday. But they're going to have to answer for what they did at the judgment seat of Christ. With all the gifts and everything that God has placed in them, what'd you do with that stuff? You got offended. You got bitter. And you quit. Paul says, forget all that stuff. Move forward and go on. Amen?
Amen.
It's not easy.
Amen.
Amen? It's not easy. You got to develop a thick skin. You do? You know, if we don't forget things, will be like that computer that's just kind of locked up. And it's just sitting, how many of you ever been there with that little thing just sitting there going like this? And you can't move forward, and you can't go back, and it's just sitting there. And eventually all you got, you just gotta hit the control, alt, delete, and just shut it down.
Yep.
That's what you need to do to your past sins,
yes,
your past failures, those hurts and those offenses. You need to hit the Control-Alt-Delete button,
yes,
and just clear them.
Yes.
If not, you're just going to sit there and just keep spinning and just keep spinning and not doing anything for God. And your life's going to be stuck. Amen? You're going to be paralyzed by your past, if you don't make a deliberate decision to forget. It's been said that we should learn from life's injuries, not be held captive by them. Hallelujah. He says, I press toward the mark, reaching forward. Amen. He says, forget those things. The word forgetting there means to lose out of mind, to neglect, no longer caring for, given over to oblivion. He says, all those things I've done, forgetting what lies behind, I'm pressing on. I press toward the mark. Amen. Reach for the mark. To stretch out forward, to stretch oneself forward is what that word means. Striving to go forward. Not just not looking back, not just being stationary, it's going forward. You're making a conscious decision that I'm moving forward. Amen? It takes consistency, persistence. How many of you know, if you make a decision to forget those past sins, and those past failures, and those past offenses, that you do that today, next week, those past sins, those past failures, and those past offenses are going to come back to you again. And the enemy's going to try to use them to stop you from moving forward with God. Mm-hmm. Calvin Coolidge said this, nothing in this world can take the place of persistence. Talent will not. Nothing is more common than unsuccessful men with talent. Genius will not. Unrewarded genius is almost a proverb. Education will not. The world is full of educated derelicts. Persistence and determination alone are omnipotent. The slogan, press on, has solved and always will solve the problems of the human race. The word talked about translated press on here, or is the word dioko in the Greek. It's a very interesting word when you begin to look at its uses in the New Testament. The King James uses it in the following manner. To make, to run, or to flee. To put to flight. It's also used in the context of running swiftly in order to catch a person or thing. To run after. Which is the context that Paul's using here. It's figuratively of one in a race who runs swiftly to reach the goal. It can also be used to pursue in a hostile manner. It's used in a way to harass, to persecute, and to trouble. The King James Version translates dioko 28 times as persecute, 6 times to follow after, 4 times to follow, 3 times to suffer persecution, and 3 times as being something just miscellaneous. The word dioko, when it's used, it's something that is deliberate. There's a positive side and a negative side. If you think about persecution, it's an action done, but it's not just done casually or by happenstance. It's intentional. Amen? You have to make an intentional decision that I'm going to press on. No matter what my past was like, no matter what, where I failed, no matter what people have done to me, I'm going to make a decision that I'm going to press on. I'm going to go after the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen? It's intentional. It's not just going to happen. Nobody can wave a magic wand over you. There, all your problems are cured. You have to make an intentional decision. I'm going to press on. I'm going after the things of God. Amen? No matter what I did last month, no matter what I did last year, no matter what I've done the last 5 years, no matter how good or how bad, it didn't matter. Paul said, Paul was doing everything for God, right? Paul was our example. Paul's way up here. And he said, I haven't arrived yet. I'm not finished. So no matter how good things have been in the last 5 years, in the last 1 year, the last 10 years, forget it. Press on. I'm going to forget about all those things. Amen? The Apostle Paul, when he's writing this, he's using this word. He knew all about persecution. Amen? But yet that's the word that him and the Holy Spirit decided to use here in this context. I press toward the mark. Amen? So with an intensity, I believe he's telling us that with the same determination and drive that he persecuted the early church, that he's now pursuing after God. Hallelujah. Warren Wiersbe writes that dioko carries the idea of an intense endeavor. The Greeks used it to describe a hunter eagerly pursuing his prey. A man does not become a winning athlete by listening to lectures, watching movies and reading books, or cheering at the games. He becomes a winning athlete by getting into the game and determining to win.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Everybody doing okay today?
Yes.
1 Timothy chapter 6. First Timothy 6, verse 11 says, But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance, and gentleness. The word pursue there is the same word. It's the word dioko. We should be intense in our pursuit of righteousness and godliness and faith and love and perseverance and gentleness. Amen? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Chapter 5, verse 15 says, See that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek after that which is good for another and for all men. The word translated here, seek after, is that word dioko, or always pursue, one translation says. Always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all, one translation reads. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't repay evil for evil. Say, well, you don't know how they treated me. They're going to get what's coming to them. I'm going to treat them the same way Paul says. Don't do that. Pursue what's best for them and what's best for you. So if you'd like to choke them out, don't do that. Amen. They won't end up in the hospital and you won't end up in jail. So just don't do it, right? Be intentional. Hebrews 12:14. The same word, dioko. That intensity of an effort. It's an intense endeavor. Hebrews 12:14. Says, pursue peace with all men and sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. Pursue peace. That word pursue is the word dioko. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, it's not always easy to be at peace with all people.
Amen.
Amen. Some people you just have to love them from across the street, maybe. Some of you know some people like that, right? It's not easy. It's an endeavor. We have to make a choice, right? He says, I press toward the mark or the goal. The word goal is translated here in, it's the word scopos. It's direct one's attention upon a thing, either in order to obtain it, because you have a peculiar interest in it, or it's a duty to fulfill it. It's where we get the word, it's kind of, scope is as in microscope or telescope. It refers that on which the eye is fixed. Amen? It's the goal or the end that one has in view. And when you look at this in the Greek, the word scopos is the word that's mentioned, it's the first word in the Greek, which means that it emphasizes its importance. What's your goal? I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. That should be every one of our goal. Amen? That should be our sights. The high calling of God. God has called us with a purpose. Amen? To worship Him. That's the number one thing we were created for, is to worship Him. That's our purpose, number one purpose. Amen? So, we need to make that our number one priority, is to worship Him and to serve Him and to be focused on that. This is the only place in the New Testament that that word is found. I press toward the goal or the mark for the prize. Ephesians 5:27 declares that Jesus Christ desires to present the church to Himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. What's our goal? Amen? The high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. We need to set our sights a little higher, to set our standards a little higher. Amen? The prize refers to a gift received as a prize or a reward as a result of having won in a competition. It's only used two times in the New Testament. It's used here and in 1 Corinthians 9:24. It says, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win. Forget those things which are behind and press on. Make that goal. Have something out in front of you that you want to attain to. Amen? I want to attain to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. The word calling means the invitation, the divine invitation to embrace the salvation in the kingdom of God. It's the word klesis. You've been invited by God. Everybody's been invited by God, but you have been invited by God to embrace salvation. Not just get saved and I'm going to heaven, but to embrace every aspect of your salvation. Amen? Not just going, well, I'm forgiven. God's forgiven me. I'm saved. Paul says you need to set your sights. You need to set your standards. You need to set everything about you. All of your focus needs to be on embracing that divine salvation that God has given you. Every aspect of it. Amen? Look at Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. Part of the Ephesians prayer, it says, "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling." It's the same word. Klesis. "And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints." The eyes of your understanding being enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling. Amen? We need to pray for enlightenment. We need to pray that God reveals things to us and to our spouses and to our kids. Amen? We need to pray that God reveals those things about salvation that are there, that's included in salvation. Peace. Health. Well-being. Amen? All those things that go with being saved. We talked about that a few weeks ago, about the word sozo. Amen? And the word soteria, all those just important words that we need to get a hold of and to understand. Amen? We need to embrace that. The high calling of God. Hebrews 3:1. Hebrews 3:1 says, "Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus." Turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1.
Praise Lord.
2 Timothy chapter 1. We'll start reading verse 9. "Who has saved us," that's the word sozo, "and called us with a holy calling," the word klesis once again, "not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity, but now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Glory to God. You've been saved, but you've also been called. Amen. You have a high calling.
Amen.
Each of us in here have a calling. Each of us have something to do in the body of Christ.
Yes.
As we talk downstairs, I believe people have more than one gift. You may be good at some things, but God's called you. He's called you in multiple areas. You just got to find out what it is. Press on toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. What is God going to use? Maybe it's administration, whatever it may be. I don't know. Playing the drums, playing the guitar, singing, being an usher. I don't, whatever it may be. Preaching.
Teaching.
Whatever it may be, God has called you. Amen. God has big plans for you.
Yes.
The enemy would want you to quit. He wants you to diminish who you are in relation to God. He wants to diminish what God has done in your life. He wants to cause you to take your eyes off the prize. Too many Christians settle for a walk with the Lord that is well below what He makes available to His people. It takes a daily commitment to keep pressing on, to keep pressing in, to keep striving after that high calling. Amen? We are to seek after and to go after and embrace every aspect of our salvation. It's what Paul's wanting us to do. Paul's saying, look, I've done all this stuff. I forgot all that stuff. I'm pressing on. I'm keep doing what God's called me to do. I'm pressing toward the prize. Amen? I've set that as my goal. I want to embrace all those things. Philippians 1:20 says, according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Don't settle. Amen?
Amen.
Don't settle in. Say, well, just don't see things moving. Maybe it's because you've stopped. Amen? Keep pressing on. Don't take the low road, the passive road, the path of least resistance. Don't let others set the standard for you.
Amen.
That comes in your Christian walk. Amen? You be the standard setter. I don't care whether you're in grade school, high school, college, whether you're on the job, whether you're retired, whatever, you be the trendsetter. You be the standard setter.
Yes. Amen.
Amen? You be the one who is out in front always pointing people to Jesus Christ. Don't be running with the pack. Running with the pack, you get up getting tripped. Amen? Get away from everybody. Be the one out in front of everybody. Let everybody be chasing you. Look at him. Look at what she's doing. I press on toward the mark of the prize. Amen? Glory to God. Press on. Don't aim too low in life. Set the bar too low, guess what? You're going to reach it. Don't become a pessimist. No matter what's happened in the past, no matter what you've been through, press on. Forgetting those things, don't be a pessimist. God's plans for you are plans for good.
Yes, yes.
That's what he says in Jeremiah 29:11. Amen? Hallelujah. Psalm, verse 60. A couple more scriptures and we'll close. Psalm 60. Hallelujah. Psalm 60, verse 12 says, through God we shall do valiantly, and it is he who will tread down our adversaries.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen. One translation says, give us aid against the enemy, for the help of man is worthless. With God we will gain the victory, and he will trample down our enemies.
Yes.
Amen. With God we will gain the victory. When we keep pressing on, when we keep looking on for that prize of the high calling in God, we will gain the victory. Amen? Don't settle. Don't be content with a tie.
Amen.
A tie is just both people lose. Amen? Don't settle for a truce with the devil. Amen? The Word of God says that you will gain the victory.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:31 says, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? And we read it earlier in verse 37, but in all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. You need to set your sights on the finish line. You need to expect to win. Amen? Expect to win. Don't go out there and just, oh, I don't know if we're going to win or not. Guess what? You're going to lose. Amen? Expect victory, not defeat. Expect health, not sickness. Expect answered prayer, not continual disappointment. Expect blessings, not curses. Expect to be able to live a godly life, not to live in constant failure. Expect to defeat the devil every time and not be defeated.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen? 1 John 2:14 says, I write to you, fathers, because you have known him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the Word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one.
Yes.
Yes. Amen. Don't just hope that the enemy is going to leave you alone. Because when you start pressing on, you start going after the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, he's going to try to stop you. He's going to try to get you to look back. He's going to try to get you to remember your past sins, your past failures, those past hurts, those past offenses, and not to have your focus where it should be, looking to the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Straining for the prize. Reaching out for the prize. Not standing still, not going backward, but moving forward to everything that God has for you. Amen? You need to expect to be an overcomer.
Yes.
Paul said, my earnest expectation and my hope. Get your expector in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Quit expecting bad things to happen. You ever known anybody like that? Always expecting, well, you know, that every time it always happens. Well, guess what? It's going to happen that way again if you keep expecting it. Change. Start expecting better things. Amen?
Yes.
With God, we will gain the victory. Keep pressing on. Say, well, you just don't know what I've been through. No, I don't. Some of you I do, but some of you I don't. But God does. Amen? And His word for you this morning is press on. Amen? Press into God. Press on. Keep chasing after God. Doesn't matter how long you've been chasing after God, going for the victory, you're not done yet.
Amen.
Amen? God's not finished with you yet. He's got things for you to do. He's got people for you to witness to, people for you to pray for, people for you to pray with, amen? People for you to encourage, amen? You just got to keep pressing in. Just don't quit. Amen? You just got to keep going. Hallelujah. Let's all stand. Glory to God. Press on. Hallelujah. You just got to press on. Keep chasing after the things of God. You know, I know Brother Doug back there runs a lot, or used to run a lot. You just don't run out, start running 10 miles the first day, right? You start building up to it. You just got to press in, you know? You run a couple of miles, and the next day or the next week you want to run a little more, and there comes your body's screaming, you can't do it, but you just got to press through that. Amen? The enemy's going to tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't believe God for that, you can't get past your past. Yes, you can. Amen? You make a conscious decision. Well, you don't know all the things I've done and all the places I've failed. I don't care. Press on. That's what Paul's telling us to do. Amen? You got to forget those things and move on with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you and we praise you for this day. Father, I thank you and praise you for your word. And Lord, I just pray for each and every person here today, Lord, that we take what you've had me to share today, Lord, and be encouraged by it and draw upon it and just to just grasp it, Lord. Make it their own. That they just recognize areas in their life where they need to forget some things and to press on. That the Holy Spirit would just reveal that to them. And Lord, I thank you and praise you for just helping us all just to keep striving toward that high calling, to embrace every aspect of our salvation, Lord. Not just the final destination, but every aspect. Lord, I thank you for that. I praise you for that. I give you the glory for that. And Lord, I just pray that you just loose your angels round about us to watch over us and protect us as we leave this place today. Just go before us and prepare the way. We just thank you for that. Just watch over us and protect us in all we do. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're dismissed.